Welcome to Tampa Fishing Outfitters Radio Show, home of the premier guides and capmel.com.
There's lots of good eating fish out there. You don't have to be snacking down on carp anymore.
Captain Jason Prieto, Neil Taylor, and Danny Guarino give you the latest fishing forecast to keep you dialed in on the fish.
First of all, it shouldn't smell like fish.
So get ready for an hour of learning, laughs, and a little bit of cutting up.
You chose as your topic fish.
Tampa Fishing Outfitters Radio Show starts now.
This segment brought to you by Grizzly Coolers, coolers that are made to last a lifetime. For more information on Grizzly Coolers, check out their website at grizzlycoolers.com or visit a retailer near you.
And welcome to another great episode of Tampa Fishing Outfitters Radio on Sports Talk 1040 The Team. Myself, Captain Jason Prieto's in the studios, and Travis with his ultimate phone with no case.
We got it, baby.
Does not work good.
Just don't move.
And we are not live. But we'll be live. Just turn it off. It doesn't even work. This is like a blooper scene.
We're going to get it.
But, guys, we're talking fishing here. And it's not Sunday yet, but we're live on Facebook. We're doing some different stuff here. We're trying technology at its best. And Travis is just trying. That's all I can say. He's just trying. But, Travis, what's fishing been like, buddy?
It's been good, Jay.
Now that you quit fumbling with your phone.
I got it, man. Look, we're right there, baby.
Yeah.
Coming to you live.
Listen, don't go overboard, okay? Don't go overboard.
Come on, man.
This is not late night, okay?
Let me live it up, baby. Let me live it up. But anyway, fishing's been good, man. Fishing's been real good. It's been hot. Definitely been hot. But been a lot of fish coming to the boat this last week. We're still pushing on the tarpon. Still getting some tarpons. Bite's been pretty good on those guys, and then a lot of mangrove snappers.
Well, the snapper bite has been insane this year. It's been good last year as well. It's been a good couple years for snapper. The tarpon fishing has been another thing. You've been doing really well in the tarpon fishing, and I give you praise, man. You put your homework in, and while you're doing your homework and doing good, I'm burnt out on them. So
yeah,
we kind of fish opposite times of the year for tarpon, and it kind of. For me, I just July. They've got to be real good for me to fish for them, and we've jumped a couple, but I haven't had the clientele. These guys want to snook fish, but the snook fishing and the snapper fishing have been really good. Redfish are starting to show up. I got into a school of redfish. We caught probably 30 earlier this week, and none of them were real big. They wasn't the big breeder fish, but it was nice to get. I told the guys, I said we might catch a redfish or two.
Yeah,
and it was just dumb luck. We actually got on the fish, and one after another, we got on them. So the customers had a great day, caught a ton of snook. We didn't do much snapper fishing that day, just because I didn't have to, and they were all catch and release guys. But it's been a good week of fishing. We've had some bad weather today. I actually ended up canceling my trip, which I don't know. I canceled my trip and it didn't rain.
Captain Cancel, baby.
Yeah, what can
Captain
you do?
Captain Cancel.
What can you do?
We had a couple, I ran some afternoon trips, you know, fishing the hill tides on the outgoing tide. And I think it was a couple days ago, I saw you coming in and I was getting ready to go out and get bait. It was like 11:30 and I ended up sitting through lightning bolts. Finally got bait, but we ended up putting a great day together.
Flew six fish.
Yeah, I mean, we flew the heck out of tarpon, landed a bunch of tarpon. Good day. Some sharks, we got some snappers, we had tarpon. It was just a great day, and one of those afternoons where, you know, I always talk about you don't know till you go, and it was, I mean, we were on the fence about, you know, rescheduling. They were in town for a week, and I said, well, let's see what happens. Let me see if I can get some bait. Let's see if this little squall goes through, and sure enough, it did, and it ended up being a beautiful afternoon, evening bite, and we had a really good trip. So, you know, like I always say, you know, you don't know till you go, but definitely be safe. You know, there were some times where I can tell you that I wouldn't have wanted to have clients on my boat when I was out there catching bait. I was definitely in some unsafe water, and what ended up happening to me was I was already there, so I ended up, you know, power pulling down on a flat, hunkered down, let it rain, let it do its thing, and then went and got bait afterwards. So
let me tell you a little word of advice. You really don't want to hunker down when you have a tower on your boat.
Yeah, I know, man.
It's lightning rod.
It was one of those things, and it was one of those guide decisions where you go, well, I've got clients at the dock pretty much, and do I make the run back through this and pick them up and go get bait, or do I go ahead and just, you know, see if I can wait this out and get bait and go get them like we normally would. So I pushed the trip back about 45 minutes, got bait, Got back in, and like I said, we put together a pretty epic day. So it ended up being worth it. There's a lot of days where, and I've had them, I know you've had them, where you're out there, you end up getting bait and then still have to end up canceling the trip. So glad we were able to get it in. Glad we were able to, you know, put some great fish in the boat and make some memories for some new clients.
Well, you know, this time of year, we've had a dry summer, and I was telling customers on the boat, they said, man, the people that fished me last year, they said, this water seems awful clear. I said, yeah, we haven't had rain. I said, that's what dirties up the water. And so we've had a dry summer, almost to the point where it's just brutally hot. So the rain is not all a bad thing. It just drives me nuts when you start getting it.
And I think, and you're right. I mean, like, see, normally this time of year, we're trying to figure out how to fish around this rain in terms of not only the rain itself, but the conditions that it puts on the bay as far as, you know, the brackish water. Our river's getting a lot of fresh water. You got a lot of fresh water coming out into shallow flats like, you know, Pawnee Point and Cockroach Bay. And you start to figure out, okay, you know, how to fish those fish where they're on the breaks or the clean water and the dark water and all that stuff. And so we really haven't had to do that a whole lot this year. And it'll kind of be nice. It's going to cool that water down a little bit and kind of put me back into some patterns that I'm used to fishing. And one of the things is the redfish. You know, look for those to be the staple, I think, of the next couple weeks. I talked to you, you know, on a personal note the other day about I was down south fishing near the Boca Grande area and got on some really great schools of redfish. And generally, you know, kind of by the logs that I keep and competitively fishing redfish over a number of years, I noticed that they kind of move in down there and then they'll move in up here. And we were just talking about the other day, I said, you know, this next moon is really going to put them into place and we can already start to see them showing up. So that's a really good thing, especially for me. I enjoy fishing redfish. That's one of my favorite fish to catch. So
you can keep your redfish.
I
like fish that don't move as much.
I know. And they move. And
they do.
And they will move. And it's all about, with redfish, it's all about being one step ahead.
Well, I mean, I like redfish when ahead. It's good, but when you, you know, and that
Jason will call me and go, hey, man, you on fish over there?
Because that's lazy fishing, man. That's called smart.
Phone fishing me, man.
Yeah,
phone
I'm
fishing
like, hey, are you on some reds over there or what? Do I need to make the trip or what's going on? Because I'll tie off to your dock
yeah,
line.
Yeah, bring it on, baby.
I ain't scared. But so, you know, with the redfish the other day, we actually stumbled on. It was funny. The day before, I went up there and actually got and kind of my redfish mode. I got on my cooler up front, was really around the trolling
motor. Which is like basically like he looks for them.
Yeah,
that's redfish mode.
Hey,
he gets on his little cooler. It's like 18 inches off the bow.
I give him 10 minutes of my time. Then I'm going snook fishing.
And he trolling motors for about 5 minutes and he goes, well, they're not here.
I give him 10 minutes of my time. Then I'm going snook fishing. You know what? I'm a snook fisherman by heart. I like the snook fish. I like catching redfish, but I don't like chasing redfish.
It's a tough game, man. You definitely got to be all in sometimes. There are times of year where it's like, I've actually had clients, and I imagine you have too, but if you've never experienced a real redfish bite when they're hot and they're going off and you're on a good pot of fish, it can almost get boring to people that aren't used to
waiting.
Well, waiting or even, you know, catching those types of fish where you can get on them like that and they don't realize what they have in front of them, where they think they can move and go, oh, well, if we're catching these fish like that, what other kind of fish can we go catch? And I've actually had clients say, hey, man, you know, we're kind of tired of catching redfish. Is there anything else out here to catch?
Right.
And those are the redfish trips that I enjoy doing. When somebody says, hey, I'm kind of done, I don't want to catch any more of these, you know you've done your job. You know you've put them on a redfish.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. The big schools start moving in, and, you know, one thing I tell you about redfish this time of year is we are dealing with a lot of small fry bait, which is not a bad thing, but it can be tough when you're fishing a school of reds that are moving, even any bait, because keeping it alive while you get your way in the school. And I think we'll both agree that you don't have to be real stealthy on a lot of these schools of redfish right now.
Not when they first show up.
It's more just trying to get to them because they're hightailing it.
Yeah.
And they're typically mixed in with jacks. So good rule of thumb this time of year, if you find a school of jacks or bluefish, start looking for reds and around, because a lot of times they'll kind of group together. And what I like to do is I'll tie some of the mirror lure products, a Miradine. Any of the Miradines are great products. Just a subsurface product or a lure, or even a surface lure.
Right.
Surface lure, you're going to get a lot of missed strikes though. But you know, the mirror lure is a good one because it's heavy and you could throw it a mile, and it's going to be a reaction strike on some of these schools. Now the other day, the school I found they were actually moving. I seen them belly flash, and I knew they wasn't very big fish because I seen them. But then I lost them. I kind of stopped. I threw some chum, and they wasn't really feeding. But the next day is when I kind of – the fish we found, we just caught one. I wasn't even looking. We were fishing some snook, and then all of a sudden we caught another one. Mm-hmm. And I started unloading chum, and I just seen them coming up like snook, blowing up. But they were boiling versus just, you know, the snook.
Yeah, the snook
–
I mean, the redfish has definitely a significant boil to it when they come up and feed.
Yeah, for sure. But anyhow, guys, we're going to take a little break. Don't forget – if you're on Facebook, you can find us on Facebook. Facebook.com
coming to you
slash
live right here.
Tampa Fishing Outfitters Radio is our Facebook page. Also, our official website of the radio show, capmel.com. You can go there, join the forum, get involved. We also got our podcast there. And guys, our podcasts, you can pick them up on Facebook, on the web.
Listen anytime.
You can download the Podomatic app on your phone. We're also on iTunes. You can get all this information right there on the internet, and you can listen anytime you want. So anyway, guys, we're going to take a little break and pay some bills. You listen to Tampa Fishing Outfitters Radio on Sports Talk 1040 The Team.
Tides and weather are brought to you by Werner Paddle. For decades, Werner Paddles have been handcrafted in the USA, making great paddles for kayak anglers. If you're looking for a new paddle, look to Werner and try one today, because a great fishing paddle is a great paddling paddle. Go to WernerPaddles.com to locate a dealer near you.
Guys, welcome back. Listen, another episode of Tampa Fishing Outfitters Radio. This is the second segment of the show.
Sex segment?
Yeah, I'm stuttering. And this is the tides and weather. Unfortunately, we're doing Facebook Live, so we can't look at the tides and weather. But it's summertime, so it's pretty much going to rain.
Yeah, definitely going to rain, for sure.
And I think we're hitting pre-full moon tides.
We're coming off, we're going to be on quarter moon tides, coming off of we'll be coming off the new moon, coming up to back to a full. So this week we're fishing that new moon tide, this weekend, you're going to be fishing some strong tides. We're right around 0%.
Yep.
So we got the new moon. So the following week, we're going to be coming back into those quarter moon tides. And guys, you know, you hear a lot of guys talk about full moon, new moon tides, a lot of gushing water, best time to fish, this, that, and the other. And really, it depends on what you're targeting. I talk to a lot of guys, and a lot of clients try to plan a trip, especially this time of year. We recommend a lot of 4-hour trips, right? Just because of the heat, to stay out there. And so when I'm talking to some of these clients on the phone, they ask me what time's better for this, what time's better for that. And these periods or these weeks in between these new and full moons is to me some of the best time to go snapper fishing.
Oh, yeah.
And the reason is because we get these weaker tides, we have a longer lull between, you know, outgoing, incoming water. And when that water's sitting still, what you can do is you can actually target the snapper a little bit better. You're able to stay on the mark a little better. You're able to, your chum is able to drift down a lot straighter to the area that you're fishing, and you're also able to drop a little bit straighter down towards the fish, and you can bring them up to the back of the boat. So for me, we'll normally target those snapper plus or minus an hour ahead of that tide swing or behind the tide swing.
Listen, so, somebody just put something on Facebook here, Tony, and he asked, do we fish snapper at night? And my answer is, Tony, it's nights for sleeping for me. But Travis,
a little more dedicated over here. Yeah, man. Tony, thanks for the comment, brother.
I enjoy night fishing
and just in general. I mean, it's a great time to be out. But there was a few weeks back, I guess it's been about a month ago, on one of the tide flushes on the hill tides going out. And I actually went out dipping crabs for my charters for the next week, and got on some big mangrove snappers, and it was on some rock piles out in the middle of the bay that we were, you know, dipping crabs on the tide flush. And so there's definitely a lot of snapper out there, especially at night. It tends to quiet down a little bit, and you can really dial in some of the fish, especially if you've got underwater lights, guys. I know that's a big thing now. For the guys using, you know, they got
on
the underwater
the boat,
lights.
Really? I thought that was for looks.
No, it's actually...
It's kind of like having, you know...
That's for you.
That's the neon lights,
Jason.
Under your car. That was cool in the 80s.
Jason gets to turn on his lights, guys. Like, And it's funny because I get to see it. It's like 5:30 in the morning. He's all fired up.
I just want you to see the Canyon Bay sparkling.
He's like, hey, bro, I got my little flashlight over my headlight. And he's like, hey, bro, don't worry. I got it, man. I'll just light up my power plant over here.
No, you're talking about underwater lights,
yes,
right?
So, yes, they actually have a use.
No.
They actually have a use.
No, yeah.
And
So did the curb antennas back in the 80s.
Well, with the underwater lights they got now, like some of the Ocean LED and some of these bottom...
I'm sure all the underwater light companies
are
liking me right now.
You can actually see your ball of snappers come up, and I've actually done it, and it's pretty cool. But that's when you're sleeping, Princess.
Yeah, exactly.
That's when you're sleeping, Princess.
Night is for sleeping.
So, Tony, yeah, man, get on them, brother. What I'd recommend is getting you a bunch of fry bait. If you don't feel like cutting baits, there's plenty of fry bait around. Get a lot of fry bait and go hit some of your favorite spots and you know, bring those fish up to the back of the boat. You're going to get some good... lower water, you're going to have outgoing hill tides, so plan on fishing a little bit later once all that water's kind of got out, and you'll have a nice lull. Generally, this time of year, they're like 11 o'clock at night, 10 o'clock at night before that
tide that's definitely
turns and
time,
comes
bro.
Back in. But send Jason here a picture of the cooler snapper you get and say, well, this is what you do at night,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, I'll be sleeping. I can promise you that. 9:30
is my
definitely bedtime.
Definitely night fishing's pretty good, man.
I catch, it's just like snook fishing. People were like, hey, I heard snook fishing's good at night. I said, yeah, it is, but I catch plenty during the day. I'm going to sleep at night.
Yeah, I tell you.
I don't like night
thinking
fishing.
Thinking of night
I
fishing.
Never have.
Thinking of night fishing. I've actually fished a couple times with Dave Pomerleau, the mad snooker at night, and we've had a lot of conversations. Great guy to fish with. If talking about night fishing, if anybody's interested in a night charter, I'll throw a little plug in for Dave Pomerleau.
Because
he's the man, dude. Like,
he's a good snook fisher.
He's been doing it for a long time.
He's a character, I will say that.
And he's a funny guy to be on the boat with, man. Had a great time fishing with him a couple different times. And I've always said that I'm going to get him up here and do some red fishing during the day. And it's like pulling teeth, man. He's like a vampire. He just doesn't come out during the day. But anyway, yeah, so night fishing's good. And I think, Tony, what's he saying here? I've had him up in the day. Yeah, we all have, man. It's been one of those months. Tony just... put a comment on Facebook here for us that said he's had the snappers balled up behind this boat during the day. And yeah, I mean, we've all seen it. It's been a really good year for snapper. Even I follow some of the other local captains, and we all talk anyway. And snapper has kind of been the staple of the bay fishing for this month. And
well,
generally
it's
this time of year.
It's grown a lot of popularity.
Yeah.
As some of, you didn't hear as much as you didn't hear as much as you do now about snapper, and it's always been like one of them hidden jewels in the bay. The other thing is, like sheep's head fishing. I don't like it a lot, but I've got some spots, some wrecks in the bay that hold 5-6 pounders on
right.
the cold. When you got a 30-degree day, when the flats are just gonna suck, it's a good option in the winter. So there's some stuff. Flounder fishing in the summer is good. You get a lot of big flounder in the bay on some of these same wrecks. So there's a lot of stuff out there. You know, everybody wants to go after the snook, the redfish, tarpon, and trout. That's our big three. Hey, I'm as big of a snook fisherman as there is. I mean, he'll tell you. He'll call me and say,
yeah,
I'm on tarpon. I said, man, I'm catching snook. I'm good. You know, I've done my tarpon season. But there's a lot of other things you can do. You know, the cobia fishing's been pretty good, which I'm not a real big cobia fisherman. And, you know, when you talk cobia fishing, it's like, well, what do? Well, you go run the markers from one end of the bay to the other.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of different ways to do the cobia. I mean, we were getting them, you know, I kind of do the same thing, but I kind of have a gearbox that's either, you know, inshore or bay/nearshore. And when I do that, I kind of switch the switch and go, okay, I'm bay fishing. So you won't generally find Captain Travis on the inside of bars. You know, I'll fish from the bars out to the bay, and you kind of just...
I try to stay out of the bars, too.
Yeah.
I get in trouble there.
It's hard to get up in the morning when you're at the bars all night. But
we'll get you some Fireball. We know how that goes across.
Oh, Fireball does not go well, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the weakest drinker you will ever meet in your life. That guy.
I don't drink.
That guy doesn't
drink. I don't
drink.
Trust me. It's not for me. Anheuser-Busch wrote me a letter when I was about 26 and said, you've given us enough. It's done.
Yeah.
Just cash it in, brother.
I think your stomach wrote that letter.
Oh, man. But anyway, yeah, so the bay fishing, and generally I kind of stay out there. I enjoy doing it. It's something that you can really catch a lot of fish. There's a lot of action out there, and it's kind of like Forrest Gump fishing, I call it. It's the box of chocolates. You really don't know. When you're dropping down in Tampa Bay, especially in some of these areas where you've got deeper ledges and channels and, you know, some of these main passageways through the bay, you really don't know what you're going to catch. I mean, we've caught hammerheads, we've caught cobia, we've caught blacktips, we've caught spinner sharks, we've caught Atlantic sharpnose, tarpon, snapper, mackerel, stingrays, nurse sharks, and literally, you know where my numbers are, and the same 50
yard circle. I think everybody else does too now.
You know, which is fun. I mean, great, you know. But where I get with that is, I mean, I choose to go out there and put my clients on fish. You know, normally there's a lot for the fillet table. There's enough to pull on to get your blood going. And so that's generally where I spend most of my time this time of year. However, when my boys start coming in, when the red soldiers start coming in, that's when the gearbox gets switched and I start going chasing redfish inshore. So look for me to be doing some of that here soon. That's where I'm going to start focusing.
One thing, Chuck, who I've known forever, was asking about grouper in the bay. I couldn't answer offshore. If you're going offshore, you need to hit them. I'd say borderline middle grounds to get on good fish. So there is some fish closer, but I would say you need to get out. But in the bay, grouper has not been what it used to be. Since 2012, I have not gotten a great grouper bite. Really? And you've gotten them chummed up with the snapper off the surface, but as a whole, I mean, talking to some guys that trolled the channels, it just has not been what it was. I'm not saying that it's not good, but it's not as good. I used to go out there on any given day and whack grouper. Like, I would go make it part of my trip because I like doing it.
Get a couple fillets and get back.
But it's just not part of the game anymore. The effort that it takes to get a few fish, you know.
I can tell you, like, my experience, and I've probably been in the areas a lot more than you, especially this last season here. And what I'm seeing is I'm seeing the grouper. I'm seeing not so much red grouper, I'd say gag grouper. And what I'm seeing is I'm hanging out on some rock piles that I'm fishing mangrove snapper. And what they'll do is normally if I get the mangrove snapper up real, real good, when I mean real good, I mean you're watching them eat 3 to 4 feet at most below the bottom of the boat or by the side of the boat. And I'll actually see the grouper come up. And they're actually, I mean, right behind the back of the boat. And they'll push the mangrove snappers out of the way. And we're hooking them. And I can probably say we've caught maybe 10 or 12 doing this. And I think we've had one that was a keeper as of this year. Now, 22, 23 inches, that's what they are. Well, this, you know, it's 24 inches for gag grouper. So,
by the way, I want to make sure everybody knows that. The grouper, gag grouper in the bay have been changed from 22 to 24.
24 inches.
Because I didn't know it till June.
Yeah, be careful.
And it was kind of something that I didn't even hear about. And so, for the record, gag grouper are 24 inches,
guys.
I had one that was a hair under 24. So that one's good. And I said, and I remember Captain Will told me, he said, hey, they changed grouper. And he told me like 2 weeks before. And I said, what? No, they didn't. And he said, yeah, they did. And I didn't even think about it. And I checked my phone before we were going to keep them. I was like, you know, we got a nice grouper. We got that in shallow water. And sure enough, man, they had changed the regs. So, and the other thing that's changed, and I don't know all the details I wanted to talk about tonight, is the amberjack. And we're going to take a little break here, but they've changed the regs on amberjack. And have you read up on that any?
Not really, just because I don't really catch them. I know they closed
the season on it, which it's like, you got to be kidding me. The offshore is such a mess. It aggravates me. I don't even fish offshore the way that they let lobbyists on that control all this stuff. But anyways, guys, we're going to take a little break here and pay some bills. We get back and we're talking more fishing with Captain Travis Yackel and Captain Jason Prieto. You listen to Tampa Fishing Outfitters Radio on Sports Talk 1040 The Team. The Come On Man segment brought to you by Alify Marine, located at 6128 Lewis Ave in Gibsonton, Florida. You can reach them at 813-671-2628. Welcome back to another great episode of Tampa Fishing Outfitters Radio. Happy Sunday to you. If you're on Facebook, it's not Sunday.
Yeah, they get us live, man. Okay. So you got to keep your mouth shut until Sunday.
So you listen to Tampa Fishing Outfitters Radio if you're just tuning in. And Travis, we got the Come On Man segment.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to lay it on you again, man. I mean, it's been a rough week for me.
Come On Man, is you playing Daddy Daycare?
Man, I've had 2 days of Daddy Daycare, and come on, man. I mean, poopy diapers, trips to Walmart, having lunch. I mean, it's been a tough couple of days, but glad to be back on the water
and doing my thing.
What do we got?
And I know who this is. Jason just asked, what brand of split shots do you use? Seriously?
Joyfish.
That prop cost just went up, by the way, buddy. That $300 for the prop just went to $400. Hey, guess what? He just made the come on man.
Come on, man.
That easy. That easy. It's that easy to make the come on man. But, you know, we've been actually had a pretty safe week here. I don't know if I've got a good come on man on the water. It's the weather's drove me a little nuts the past day or so. But, you know, there's nothing worse than you have a day off and it's sunny and nice and you wake up at 4 in the morning, went to the gym, I get to my boat at 6:30, and it looks like it's going to rain, cats and dogs. So we move the trip to Sunday, I go home, and it don't rain.
Yeah.
But it poured in St. Pete. Poured in St. Pete. There's nothing.
It's been one of those, you know, and it, people always say, well, what do you think it's going to do, Cap?
Yeah.
You know about as best as I do, man. Flip open that phone app and look at the radar. I mean, it's really hard to tell
the
anymore.
The best thing I heard was I had a customer, and he said, what do you think about the weather? I said, you watch the same weather report as I did, and who knows? You know, we're just going to see what happens. He goes, oh, I thought you guys looked at different weather than we did.
Yeah, we got a special weather
for the
report.
Record, there's not this crystal ball.
NOAA.gov is who I use. That's NOAA. That's
dot,
about the best.
It's dot, we're going to be wrong 90%
of the
time.
Yeah, and I mean, they hit it pretty close. But, you know, I always tell people, I says, you've got to get up that morning, look at it, get a good evaluation of what you think is going to happen and make your day from that.
And then do opposite of what you think.
Yeah.
Like this morning, I thought for sure, I was like, it's going to rain. Like, you know, and the guy that was taking used to be a captain down in Key West, offshore, mm-hmm. real nice guy. And he fished me for years and he's like, yeah, man, it ain't looking good. I looked at the radar and it was just building south. It was coming northeast and it was building south of us. And I said, there's no way. And sure enough, it didn't rain. I couldn't believe it. I sat at my house, got at my computer, started doing work, and didn't rain.
That's how it is, bro. Captain Clear. Cancel right over here, he's famous for it.
Yeah, well.
Famous for it. If you ever don't want it to rain, just have Jason cancel trips. I normally run my trips when Jason cancels just because I know it's not going to rain. But
you know what? I do got to come on, man, Travis. Now you just said Captain Cancel. Because here I am canceling my trip, right? And the other day, I'm walking out of the gym and a storm came in. And I walk out of the gym, and I swear, it's the closest I've ever been to lightning in my life. Like, it hit, like...
Talking from the guy that's never shot a gun. Imagine how scared he would have been if a lightning bolt went off.
I thought somebody shot at me.
Shot a gun.
I've been around gunshots. I just didn't actually pull the trigger. I was an accomplice. But it was so close to me. I'm thinking, all the times I've been in lightning and storms in my boat, and here I'm going to get struck in a parking lot by lightning. What is it? I mean...
Come on, man.
Yeah, that is a come on, man. But you know it's
my come on man. It would still have to be these tarpon, man. And I tell you, it's been a funny thing. You know, I've been chasing these things. I've been chasing these things for the last couple months, and I do a late tarpon season for my clients, and it's great, and I enjoy doing it. And it's a lot of work. It's a lot of prep work. It's a lot of figuring out what the fish are going to do. But I had some clients on the boat. I guess 3 or 4 days ago. I had a 6-year-old, a 10-year-old girl, and a mom. And a dad, it was just, you know, one had one kid, one had the other kid. They were doing it for the kids. So it was great. I said, well, listen, I said, let's go out. They wanted to have some fish to fry. So I said, let's go out. We'll do mackerel and snapper, you know, for the kids. It'd be fun. You know, shouldn't be a problem. Been smoking them. Well, we get out there and get my chum slick set up, and I'm on the snapper spot, and things start to go right. I see a little, you know, ball of snapper come up, and then all of a sudden, here come these tarpon, man. And it's like
when you don't need
a fleet of tarpon.
When you don't want them,
and
they show up.
I can't get a piece of chum in the water without a tarpon eating it. And here I don't want to even see a tarpon today. We ended up going like, I think, 2 or 3 for 6 on tarpon and didn't catch a dadgum snapper at all. And the kids are like, when are we going to get to catch a fish? You know, and I'm like, oh, crap, man. I felt so bad. So we ended up.
What do you think of yourself, Travis?
Yeah, no, I was like, oh my gosh, you know, if it would have been the reverse opposite, it would have been totally different. But so we ended up blew inshore, you know, kids caught some snook, went to another rock pile, got some snappers, everything ended up being perfect. But it was like, come on, tarpon, like really? If I was to come out here with guns loaded, blazing, you know, it'd be a tough day. But we ended up, you know, putting a lot of bucket list fish in the air that day, put some to the boat. It was a great time. Kids had a blast, and so I can't really complain too much, but...
Well,
come on,
you know, that had kind of happened to me that day before. We went out there on slack tide, which is typically not a good time to fish tarpon. And I had my small rods, and we had this the snapper chummed up. And then all of a sudden, tarpon comes right behind the boat.
Oh,
he literally ate a piece of cut off my prop right off the boat,
man.
And it was instant. I'm like, we hooked it, but it was good. The guy, like, it was you know, we hooked snook, we got redfish, we were out there trying to get some snapper. So it was good, and I got it all on, I actually did a Facebook little feed on it because I just happened to get the jump and everything, which
right.
dumb luck because I'm not a very good video
true,
person.
True, true that.
But it was good. We jumped the fish, and he bowed the first two times in that last time. I was using 30-pound fluorocarbon with a number one hook, and I had 10-pound
And that's how it happens. They'll eat that little – they'll eat 25-pound test with a number one freaking J-hook or something while you're macro or snapper fishing. And we caught one. We actually caught one. We caught one that was like 40 pounds on a number one long shank with 25-pound test. Like, it just all happened right. And we ended up landing one, but then the second one kept eating. I mean, like, we were, like, sight fishing them. And finally, I rigged up. I said, I'm going 60-pound. Went to a 60-pound leader. Went to, like, a 6-aught circle hook. And finally, bowed one up, and she got one in.
Well, but, you know, tarpon fishing is a lot like red fishing on the flats, except for you can't constantly see the tarpon.
Yeah.
So you're like fishing a school blind, especially in the bay. When you get on the beach, you can, when you see them fish kind of happy rolling, you can see the fish on the bottom. So you kind of know where they're going. But when you're fishing in the bay, you see them roll, but then you don't see them because it's dark. The water's dark. It's deeper. So. You know,
and that's
just
where
there's one more curveball.
Yeah, yeah, and that definitely validates putting your time in out there. You know, as far as okay, if I'm seeing fish roll here and I'm seeing fish roll here and there, when you spend enough time out there, you can kind of go okay, and there's a whole underwater, you know,
system
highway that we're fishing there, and it really is, you know, and you can kind of gauge. I mean, it's not 100% by any means. They're fish,
Travis,
but you can kind of gauge. Right,
this is where give the Travis theory. The Travis theory is great because Travis is 100% this is happening, but he really don't know. See, here we go.
You have to pattern fish.
But
fish have patterns, and anybody that you talk to and they say that they don't, they do, and fish will go where they want to go.
Just like Travis stops by Hardee's every morning and gets biscuits and gravy.
And a
half and half sweet tea.
But you know what? I get bait right after that.
You are very easy to pattern. If fish are only as easy as you.
Oh, man. If they were as easy as me, they'd be waiting at Hardee's every morning.
Just waiting
to pop my tires and drain my gas tank. but it's true, though, man. And you'll find that with any fishery, I don't care what it is, whether it's bluefin tuna, whether it's, you know, salmon in the north, whether it's, you know, striper, anything has a pattern, and we do as well, and it all moves, and it all does the same things every year, and I think it's a little different each year.
Well, what changes with fish versus us is we'll do the same thing no matter if it rains a lot or not. When you get a lot of rain, or if you get, for instance, we had a west wind this year. When you get a west wind, you're going to blow the tarpon off the beaches.
That's
for
right.
Sure. So
that's right.
And
adding all those tools and those little things that you know, it's kind of your toolkit. You know, it's like, you know, you say, oh, well, there's a big school of redfish. They should be up here, you know, this, that, and the other. Well, it rained for 2 days. Well, guess what? Yeah, that school of redfish wants to be there, but they may get pushed off to that clean water, that clear water, wherever that may be, and you may have to go find that day. But the point is that you know and you're confident that those fish are going to be in that area, or they should be moving in on this tide or this moon and things like that. And that only comes with being out there and quite frankly, being unsuccessful a lot, really, you know, by knowing not what to do and know where you don't.
But when you're unsuccessful, don't get down on yourself. Figure out why you didn't do good that day.
That's where I'm going with it. It's not a bad thing. You know, you're not going to go out every single day and just wear the fish out. It's not going to happen. You will meet the law of averages.
What are you talking about? I do that all the time.
Yeah, I read your Facebook posts. Unfortunately, I'm fishing right next to you. But it's true, though. You know what I mean? I mean, and we do our best as a guide. That's part of our agenda each day, is to make the best day out of what we've got there. And we make that decision when we leave the dock. And like we always say, you know, granted, based on the last few days or based on what had happened or what we think is going to happen, we'll put plan A, B, and C together. And you'll find, like we talk about, we're normally sitting on B most of the time. A may strike off and it may be the golden ticket, but a lot of times you're falling back on B and C just because it is so unpredictable at some times.
And D is to show up at Little Harbor and hang out at the Tiki Bar.
Yeah, and just hang it up and go, look, guys, I'll buy you a few beers instead of
because, I mean, and some days you get it like that. One thing I will tell you about summer fishing, and I had to cancel, move a trip today, but typically weather is consistent for the most part. Now, as you get a tropical wave that moves through, you're going to have rain in the afternoon. You got sun. It's going to be hot, but it's typically smooth. Bait's easy to get, even though it's small. Yep. Everything, there's an easy pattern
and
to follow.
And you got good water moving. I think that's key. Like, if you had to sit right now and fish...
You would go snapper fish on a dead tide.
Yeah, right. But I mean, just in general, say a blanket over Tampa Bay. If it just stopped and didn't move like it does sometimes in the spring where it just sits there for 3 or 4 hours, it would be so miserably hot that it would boil you to death, you know? You'd have to know to go, you know, fish those deeper. You'd have to. I mean, it just, nothing else would happen. You know, there ain't no cut bait inshore. None of that. The fish just won't eat, you know? So we are fortunate that we do get some good water moving through this time of year.
Well, you have to, and that's where, you know, I typically don't run. After when I get back from, and I fish out of O'Neill's for tarpon season, May and June. You hit the tarpon hard in July in here, which is actually a benefit to me. People say, you know, one of the benefits of being a guide is we have close, when you got good people around you,
yeah,
you're
definitely
that much better.
Yeah,
100%. I can lean on you and say, Travis, how was it today? I ain't fished in 2 days.
Yeah.
Bam, bam, bam. I'm already ahead of the game. Where the average Joe works all week, gets out there on the weekend, you've
got to put it together.
You've got to put it together, and it's a lot harder. Now, granted, they're not dealing with customers that flipping the reel upside down at times. So there's we have an educated guess before we leave the dock, even if we haven't fished, just by the network. And some of that doing logs is huge.
It's big.
So that all makes it all clicks together, and guides have an advantage, especially if you're out there every day. It makes a difference. These fish change every 2 days. Whatever you did 3 days ago doesn't work today. So, but guys, we're gonna take a little break. When we get back, we're gonna give it the captain's tip of the week. You listen to Tampa Fishing Outfitters Radio on Sports Talk 1040 The Team. We'll be right back.
Want to fish with one of the hosts of the Tampa Fishing Outfitters radio show? All you have to do is give us a call, 813-373-2610. And now it's time for the captain's tip of the week.
This segment brought to you by PowerPole Shallow Water Anchors, swift, silent, and secure. For more information, go to powerpole.com.
All right, guys, welcome back to the last episode of the show. You listen to Tampa Fishing Outfitters Radio if you're just tuning in. And Captain Travis is in the studios at the helm. And I guess myself, Captain Jason Prieto, is in the live well. You got the bubbler on for me.
Grabbing on the greenbacks.
That was bad, too.
That was horrible. That was even worse.
Well, guys, this is the captain's tip of the week here, and I'm going to let Travis start off with his since he's full of all kinds of good information.
Oh, man. Tip of the week. I mean, really, man, I would just say...
Now you're going to choke on captain's tip of the week?
No, because I'm trying to think of a good one, man. I'm really trying to think. I mean, we got a lot of guys watching us here. I'm trying to give them some good intel, man. And what I would say, guys, is, and we kind of touched on our first episode, and it's something that I itch for every year, is redfish. And it's something that I'm super, super excited to get back and get on some schools of redfish, take some clients out, have some great days on the South Shore. A lot of guys, it's killing me, and we talked about it on the way over. A lot of our buddies are up in Houma or in Louisiana right now fishing the IFA Redfish Tour up in Louisiana. And
so you have that drive that I just don't.
I'm dying inside, man, dying inside. And I love fishing up there. It's an awesome fishery, especially if you're a competitive redfish guy. It really, really makes it worth making the trip up there to go fish, especially if you're doing a competitive tournament. So my captain's tip of the week would be take some time over the next, you know, couple weeks, and if you're into red fishing, keep your eyes peeled. I'll give you a little advice. I was down fishing Boca Grande a week and a half ago, and I spent 4 days on the water, and I fished some family. I fished some cousins and some uncles and stuff. And about a day and a half,
You did more guide fishing on vacation.
Pretty much, man.
Than you would do here, and you didn't get paid.
Pretty much. That's horrible. It's all about memories, baby.
You're running like two trips a day taking different family members out.
I was, man. It was a good run. But it helped me because we do fish quite a few tournaments down there, and really just... I enjoy doing it. I enjoy fishing the big redfish schools down there. And one of the things I noticed in the day and a half, I kind of went out, I took a cousin with me, and we patterned some fish so we could take some family out. And on these outgoing tides, guys, a couple months ago, we weren't seeing it. But what you're seeing is you're seeing these pushes of mullet. And on the tail end of these outgoing tides.
Are we still on the captain's tip of the week?
Yeah. And here's the captain's tip of the week.
Is the whole segment?
Look for your mullet. Look for your mullet if you're interested in fishing some redfish right now. The redfish are going to be pushing off the flats on these outgoing afternoon hill tides.
I think we'll just turn this into the Travis theory.
The pods of redfish are going to be around those redfish, those mullet schools. And what we saw was we get on schools multiple days in a row, pattern them. I mean, I could take you right to them. They were so consistent. But what we noticed was as the tide fell off, they would actually stay on the flat, but they'd split up and they'd get in mixed in with the mullet. And so in the South Shore, that's exactly what they're going to do. I see it every year. So if you're interested in finding some redfish, start looking for those mullet schools, and you're going to end up seeing some redfish mixed in that same area. You're going to end up finding a good school of redfish. So that's my captain's tip of the week for inshore anyway, is redfish schools are showing up, and you can get out there and find them if you put your work in. So.
And that's where you have to turn your phone on, vibrate if you go live.
Atta boy.
But Jason's got technical difficulties. That was Travis's 10-minute captain's tip of the week. I'm going to keep it simple.
Dude.
Go early.
I give them the real deal, baby.
Listen, I'm going to keep it simple.
Yeah.
Get out early. Get back early. Get back 6 to 12 is your window. And when you hit that 6 to 12 window, get your bait. Don't spend a bunch of time trying to find the big bait. Use the small stuff. And just go fish. Just go fish. Go have fun. And here's the other thing. Don't yell at other boats. Don't get mad. You can do that at work, at home. Just be nice. Be nice. Go catch fish. There's plenty of snapper, plenty of snook. It's good stuff. It's fishing is fun. It's good. And I get reminded of that every day when I get a customer that has fun on a boat. When you see the joy, that's the joy of guiding.
It is,
catching,
man.
Catching fish is not a big joy anymore. But, you know, when you get out there and the customer's happy, like them other day, them guys were on them redfish, and they wasn't huge. But, I mean, we had them.
Well, we know that, Jay.
Oh, yeah. Okay, here we go. Throw me under the bus.
Jason likes to fish the Herman family, the great bloodline of Pee Wee.
Listen, the little ones have to eat, too, okay? The little ones have to eat, too. But my point is just get out there and go fishing. Go early.
Right, Josh. Just get lucky, baby.
Just get back early. Don't get watch the storms. On a serious note, the lightning has been very bad. Storms have been pretty bad. You know, don't play with Mother Nature, because I promise you they will eventually win. They win more than they lose, for sure. But that's my captain's tip of the week.
And you know what I saw the other day, man? I actually made it a run. I made a run to the bridge to look for some bait and get some bait, which I haven't had to do.
So is that your partner there?
That's Josh, yeah.
Josh.
He's hurting
right now,
too.
Thanks for telling the truth, buddy.
Because we're not supposed to be in Louisiana right now.
Yeah.
What'd Josh say? Don't worry about patterns. Just try to get lucky, huh?
Yeah. See, yeah, thank you. He always tries to make it sound like he's professional when he just got lucky.
He just doesn't want me to tell our secret.
I'm glad somebody. This Facebook Live thing's great. The truth is coming out about you.
I feel it. Yeah, that's fine.
I just need to take you to play some blackjack or something, because you're real lucky, right?
Oh, man. I'm telling you, man.
Jesus.
I'm telling you, baby.
That was pretty good. Hey, you know what, Travis? There's some good things are happening next week for me.
We do have some good things.
I might actually close on this house, which would be awesome.
I told you, I'm tired of hearing about the house.
That's my first good thing.
I'm bringing over a keg of Fireball.
A keg of Fireball. We'll do keg stands with you on that one. No, here's the other good thing. Talk to Kevin and Mike at Canyon Bay. Man, new boat's going to be...
It's awesome.
It's going to be coming out end of the year. Get my new power poles installed next week from Power Pole. I got some new stuff coming out.
And I'm supposed to be meeting with them, too. They might actually get me a boat.
Oh, yeah.
They might sell me a boat.
Oh, yeah. Hopefully you get a Canyon Bay. I got the new 350 on there. I mean, we got a lot of good stuff going on.
A lot of good stuff going on, man.
Rick's been waiting 2 months to get my power poles. He's about to kill me.
Rick was watching. I saw him earlier.
He was.
He was tuned in, man, getting all technical on us.
No, as technical as he is, I think he probably hit the wrong button. He meant to make a call, and he clicked on us. But, I'm excited, man. We're getting getting another Canyon Bay, getting the Loadmaster trailer underneath it. It's going to be good, man. The new boat, and it's not much different, but they're doing I'm getting the carbon fiber top deck, which I'm pumped up about. I got a Kevlar fiberglass hull now. So they've actually strengthened it, made it lighter. And so I'm curious to see the numbers on it, too. I'm techie like that. I like to get the performance.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with
Travis
fishing.
Over here. He's got two blades left out of his three-blade prop, and he's like, oh, man, it runs good. But actually, it does. That motor runs good for you, and it's a good boat. But we're going to get you in a Canyon Bay. We're going to get you into that 24. You got more room. you know, get you on that like tall deck, you know, then you'll actually be like 5 foot tall at that point.
I won't know what to do. I'll probably get lost on the boat, be honest with you.
But I'm so glad your tournament buddy stepped in and told us, you know.
Don't listen to that guy. Don't listen to that
guy. I think Facebook might have just booted us off.
Don't listen to that guy. Well, I'm still alive. See, my phone works. Remember I was telling you about the whole get the right phone?
Yeah, but
well,
nobody's watching.
Mine's still working.
Nobody's watching you. But anyhow, it's going to be good stuff next week. Looking forward to the last part of the year. It's you know, no matter how many boats you get, it's always fun to get a new boat.
Oh, sure.
It's always fun to get a new boat for sure. So it's good stuff, man. And guys, give us some Facebook give us some feedback on the Facebook Live thing. I think it's good. We're trying to interact radio with a little bit of internet and actually can use this. You guys can interact with the show. Give us your questions, answers. We read them out. Don't forget the show plays on Sunday mornings from 8 to 9. And you can also get our podcast. Just download the Podomatic app and just search Tampa Fishing Outfitters Radio. You can also get us on catmel.com, the official website of the radio show. And last but not least, go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/Tampa Fishing Outfitters Radio. And you can like our page there. You can catch our live feeds we do.
Send us comments, man. That's
send us comments.
You know, we're trying
questions.
To interact. So if there's something that you want us to talk about.
If you make fun of Travis, I'll definitely make sure it gets on the air. Just keep it clean. I mean, that's. And then, you know, Neil.
Keep it tight and clean. That's what we've been trying to get Jason
Neil,
to do.
Neil. You know, Neil is like, can we go early? And he said he had some plans. I said, Neil, man, just, you know, me and Travis got it. Just take the night off. And somehow or another, I shook it out on him. He was really just going to the bar with some friends. But hey, I said, that's all right. You know, he's like,
it's
oh,
all
we'll
good,
get some
man.
Guests.
We all support each other here.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, Neil is awesome to have on the show. I, when he's not here, I do miss him. He brings
we're going to have to make sure he wears clothes, though, if we're going to continue the Facebook
yeah,
Live.
Yeah, I know.
You know? I mean,
that can kind of.
If the people out there see what Neil really wears, that we could lose some viewers.
Yes, this is true.
He's got to wear clothes.
But, you know, he brings a different aspect to the show that me and you, you know.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, kayak fishing is just a totally different animal. And, you know, he's probably one of the best, and he's real. He does well with it, and he's very, you know, Neil's very instructional with people, and he's stern, which is good, I think, with instruction. I'm probably not the most stern person with that stuff, so I give instruction, but you probably get more out of a trip with him and doing a guided trip. By the way, guys, if y'all want to get out and do some fishing with any one of us, Travis, myself, Captain Jason, or
Neil.
Neil Taylor, and whether it's kayak or inshore, you can give us a call on our Premier Guides number. It's 813-373-2610. And Travis, I know you still don't remember that number.
813-373-2610.
I just said next week. All right, next
week,
guys,
man.
We're going to do the phone number challenge with Travis. He's going to remember the Premier Guides number. So next week, I'm going to say, Travis, what's the number, man? You're going to go,
373-2610.
Oh, my God.
Hit us up.
So we got a few minutes left here. I'm not sure how much time because, geez.
I think we're running pretty low.
Yeah, but have you heard anything on this? Next week I'm going to talk about the snap or the amberjack closure.
I haven't. You know, it's something that, you know, we get these emails, especially being with like CCA and FGA and, you know, some of these other things. And I try to keep up with a lot of that. And even, you know, FWC does a great job, by the way. If you're not signed up for their emails and newsletters, they really do, and I actually read them, and you can get a lot of stuff. They send you, if you go on FWC.com site, if you go on there and sign up for their email you know, reports or threads or whatever, there's a place you can go in and sign up, and they will send you, you know, any kind of changes. Or it's nice because they'll actually send you a letter. I don't know if you read them, but they'll send you what they're proposing.
Read?
So it's kind of nice.
Read?
Yeah, read.
Oh, well, listen, I got a theory. Well, if they don't make a movie
here we
about
go.
It.
Jason's theories. Yeah, he doesn't read, theory. Guys. So if it's all starting,
underwater
if the picture
lights
starting
and
to come together,
is overrated,
here,
okay?
He doesn't even read. He doesn't
no,
know how to read.
No, listen.
Okay.
If
he's
that
turning
good,
on,
they'll
if
make
he's
a
turning
movie
on
about
the back
it.
Level and supposed to be turning on the front. Hey, don't worry
Let's
about it. He can't read.
G's our board op, by the way. G, this is my theory. They're like, have you read that book? I'm like, if it's that good, they'll make a movie about it. And I'll watch it. What's wrong with that?
Well, most of the normal people
not
in this
unless
world
it's a fishing
can,
magazine.
Can read.
Growing up, I read every fishing magazine known to man.
So, known to man.
Yes.
Known to man.
Every fishing magazine.
Every fishing. That's a
I've
pretty
every,
bold I, statement, by the way, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, I got to throw it out there.
But, so anyway, point is, guys, there's some really good stuff from FWC's website, and it's constantly changing. It's hard for us to even keep up with, and we're in the industry, so it's a good thing to go ahead and on there and sign up for that, and make sure you stay up to speed, guys, because like I said, there's a couple things that have changed, and even guys like us, you know, are having to remember. Even, you know, gag grouper was the big one, going to 24 inches. I guess we got something coming up about the amberjack, which we'll find out about and bring you guys the latest on what's happening there. But other than that, guys, we want to thank you again for hanging out with us here, listening to the show, supporting us. We're definitely
good stuff.
Happy to get in here every week and shoot the breeze and hang out with you guys. So we definitely appreciate it.
Well, guys, don't forget, check us out on Facebook.com/Tampa Fishing Outfitters Radio or go to Podomatic.com, download the app, search Tampa Fishing Outfitters Radio. You can also get us on our official website, CaptainMel.com. Go on there, sign up for the form. And don't forget, tight lines and go catch them up. Until next week.
Job, you slobs, I'll even fly. God forbid, yeah, man, who won't.